Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This Sweet 16 Picks Thursday edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet 100 and get 100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by our Final Four Watch Party, April 1st, 7:30 p.m. We will be at the Ice House in Los Angeles. Come hang out with the gang. All the info at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse.
Hi, this is Merrill Hodge, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kram?
Dog.
I'm back in the box. Just new companion. Not as much energy as yesterday on the XFL show with CJ.
Oh wow. Joining us, deciding to rejoin the show. Colby Dant, aka the Dantabase. What's up, Colby?
I'm good, buddy. Look, it's good to be, you know, I had a vegetable on Sunday, Monday.
What do you mean?
It does take true warriors to power through the Vegas like feeling that you have for a couple days after Vegas.
Yeah.
If you don't have vegetables in Vegas, that's on you. I had plenty of vegetables,
buddy.
I had vegetables. I had fruit, passion right, fruit
every morning. Yeah. One bowl of oatmeal, please.
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
Had to get his fiber in.
I'm going to battle. I'm not going to eat fried chicken and bacon.
Sliced banana.
Colby's over in Nam shitting down his leg.
I had pho. Have pho for breakfast. I mean,
this is ridiculous.
Hot noodle soup for breakfast.
I did on Sunday or Saturday. Saturday, you know, I was.
This is ridiculous.
First off, hot noodle soup, great hangover cure.
Sodium. Great, you don't want that sodium. It's a trick,
buddy.
It's just like sugar in your alcohol. It's gonna fuck you later.
All right.
Chat is alive and well. YouTube.com/sportsgambling podcast. We already got our first snork request. Shout out to Lucky Nugget and
the mask is at home. I'm sorry, guys. Winning picks only today.
Winning picks only. All right. Well, speaking of records.
Well, for the record, me picking with the snorkel mask on, not a good thing.
Yes.
Not generally a good thing.
Well, that's
the episode I picked all the games with the mask on, Sean.
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible time to be in Vegas.
Well, that's you don't need the snorkeling mask. You need the scuba mask, right?
No. It was the snorkel mask. You
no,
guys
that's
bullied
what I'm saying.
Me into bad picks.
Hey, that was all right. I like this. The ultimate cyberbullying. I'm having a good March Madness. 30-21 ATS, 67% on the locks, 60% on the dogs. Knock on wood, the bracket will hang around. Discord floating around.
My bracket.
What's up?
My bracket.
Oh yes,
Creighton's gonna win the national championship. You understand this?
Well, I have them going to the national championship.
I had them in the national championship too.
Colby saw my bracket and was like, "I can't. Hey, it's too." Colby, I'm your fellow scuba diver. Yeah. We're down in the bottom of the ocean. You run out of oxygen. I got a full tank, and you're too good to take my O2.
He doesn't want to make out with you to get that oxygen.
You know what's great, Sean? It's our buddy.
Oh. I gotta turn cold. Colby's sad today.
Our buddy, shout out to comedian Rob Christensen. He's like, dude, I don't know anything about college hoops. I entered the Apple. You know, he writes for Jon Stewart.
Yes,
and I entered your bracket, my old bracket, on that one. So he's doing good.
Yeah.
He's doing good right now.
Wait, so multiple people that aren't you played your bracket.
So look, my original bracket is what I submitted.
So what is your, how many teams on the bracket? How many sweet 16 teams do you have, Sean?
It's a great question. You want, actually, I got to go get my physical bracket because it's a great visual.
Yeah.
Can you grab me a LaCroix?
Yeah, while you're out there. Great highlight for the for just Sean's tout abilities. And this will be a perfect story for him to catch the tail end of. Sean took the time to tabulate his record, but only write it down on a piece of paper for himself to tout. Mm. Don't take the time to update the sheet.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't take a village when Sean's touting. He actually got the fucking
Gracias. Well, you know, that's the least he can do after stealing my bracket.
Look at this thing. All right. It's hanging on by a thread. All my bets are in the back.
Sean, what did we learn about your bracket and everyone's metaphorical bracket? No one gives a shit about your bracket. Now tell us how many teams you have left in your bracket.
All right. So you talking Sweet 16?
I want to know. All right. Let's go backwards. How many Final Four teams do you have?
He has all four. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Don't step on the bit. How many Elite Eight teams do you have?
Six.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then how many Sweet 16 teams do you have?
I have seven.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. Not as, I mean, I
not
was,
amazing,
I was
but
feeling, I was expecting more than that.
No, that's still really good for this bracket.
I was expecting more
for this whole bracket. Are you kidding me?
Well,
out of the Elite Eight.
In my first bracket, I had Princeton to the Sweet 16, but Colby talked me out of it. So he told me it was a ridiculous play. So, well, we won't. Also, Jay Billis talked me out of,
Jay Billis on his Arizona play.
Jay Billis talked me out of some things too. We'll have to bring that up next time we see him. Although he did give us the Bill Raftery gems.
Yes. We can't be mad at a guy who talked to us. Gave us the, idea of him and Bill Raftery at spring break.
It's like Rafferty, like McCafferty.
Raftery. Sorry. he looks like a Rafferty. Jay Bias, Lucky Nugget, YouTube chip. Hey guys, win bet, baby. So many ways to win over a win bet, including March Madness. It really was madness. Could you imagine if you parlayed some of that FDU money line? I mean, you'd be owning win bet right now. You can own a piece of win bet by going to winbet.com or download that win betting app. Of course, bet big, win even bigger. So many ways to win. XFL, NHL, NBA, MLB right around the corner. Download that Win Betting app. And of course, Win Betting app. Yeah. Bet big, win even bigger. Offer subject to change, terms, conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough Win Bet is available. If you or somebody knows, give it a problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And also a reminder, our Masters contest. We will be at the beautiful Circle Las Vegas, the Stadium Swim. We've got a cabana to watch the Masters. We'll be doing it April 5th through 8th. And you can join us by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. Very easy to enter the contest. And even if you don't win the contest, you can get a discounted room from Circa using the promo code SGP15.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, indeed.
And plus potential special guests will be in the cabana too.
Are you dangling Cousin Mush for the audience?
More than Cousin. I've told a lot of people, hey, if you're there, friend of the program, Dick Olson, if you're there those couple days, we will have a cabana. You know Dick loves a cabana, so there might be a Dick Olson sighting.
Oh, wow.
Basically, I think if you work for us and you're there for the Masters, you might be hanging out at the cabana with us. All right. I have some things I thought we might want to update ourselves on.
Okay.
Because we do a whole episode with the commandments.
Yes.
And
are you talking about Tom Izzo off one
great
day
call,
rest?
Sean.
Quick turnaround. You got to love Michigan State.
He got his mojo back there, I believe. Dude. And Colby can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he had lost his last three situations like that straight up and ATS.
And we saw this one coming a mile away, Green.
I will say.
All over Michigan State.
Every year I feel like we do this, but we have to. If there's one fan base that always, every year stands out in Las Vegas, it's the Michigan State fans. No matter what property you're at,
Big Sparty is
rich.
Hashtag Dejan's like,
bougie property. Like we were in a bougie spot on Sunday or on Friday. Tons of Michigan State fans. We were at the Westgate on Thursday. Tons of Michigan State fans.
Saw some Virginia fans too.
Though. Oh well, those fans. It was just there was nothing.
Ryan clapping at the UVA fans after the Furman win was really pretty fun to watch.
They were talking so much shit. So much shit. They were calling themselves Cavs, and I just asked each one of them, "Sir, what's a Wahoo?" All right. So just the key one that we always discuss. And by the way, if you missed it, first half unders barely got across the finish line. 18-16-2. I saw some people out there saying that they had 18-17-1. Sure. Basically, we'll call it a chop this year, considering how chalky it got, Sean.
Yeah,
I feel good. Because well, now, guess what? Next year, people can be like, "Nah, that was bullshit."
Yeah. Did you see? I tweeted out the clip, but
the other four letter network.
Yes, the other four letter network. Our boy Scotty Van Pelt. Did you see? They mentioned the first half unders.
Well, Scott
on bad beats.
Yeah, because let's just draw the little map here. SGP, aka Sean, myself, and Colby. Very tight with Derek Stevens. You know who else is very tight with Derek Stevens? In fact, we've seen him. We didn't get a chance to meet him, but we've seen him in the posse before, Stanford Steve. So, you know, if anyone's going to pass information around, it's our boy.
I wonder
Derek.
If Derek Stevens bullies Stanford Steve into a line of credit at his casino.
He might. Did you tell that story on air? I don't think you have.
I forget if I did, but we were all really drunk, and then all of a sudden, Derek's like, "Give him a line of credit. Come on, sign that thing."
I think I
filled it out, but I was fairly drunk, and then there were all these blank spaces. I just gave it back to the lady, so I don't know if I have a line of credit.
My perspective, you gave me the look of like, oh, that we're like some business is about to happen. So I was like, all right, let me stand up and see what's going on. And you're like, I'm just going to get a line of credit. I was like, oh shit, this is hilarious.
Oh, it'll be great. I hope we get that credit for the Masters. I'm gonna own a piece of the Circa the time we're through.
Just reinvest it, roll it up, parlay it all the way to the moon like the hard way, Sean.
Before we get to the games too, we have to some big coaching news in college. Oh yeah. Commandments.
We can start with the news and then get into the tourney stuff.
Well, obviously Rick Pitino to St. John's. It just feels like what a great school for him to come home to. What's your take, Colby?
Oh, I mean, this is the Big East next year. I'm super excited to watch. Yeah, I mean, this is the way the world should be. We're back to the way the world should be, Sean. All right. Next thing you know, we're gonna get rid of targeting. All right, because this is one step
Rick
in the right
Pitino's
direction.
In the diner capital of the world.
I just want to let's just take a minute to go through Pitino's life because it is important. I've heard some people contend with the idea that this is him coming home. He is actually born in fucking New York. For the guy who was arguing with me on Twitter, 6 foot 165. He needs to bulk up a little bit. All right, so he went to high school at St. Dominic Prep in Oyster Bay, New York. He then went to college at UMass, graduated 1974, was a point guard. Colby, did you know? Wore number 22. I don't know if I like that. Emmett Smith copied Rick Pitino's number. So something new I learned every day. Yeah, exactly. He then started coaching immediately after college, where Sean, he went right to the islands. True New Yorker. What do? You go somewhere, see if you can set up shop, get some lieutenants in place. He started as an assistant intern head coach, and then
at Hawaii. I mean,
at Hawaii,
just fantastic. Five years on the island.
He rose quickly.
Imagine what he did. Kind of damage he did.
Rose quickly to be a capo. He then went back home to in upstate New York to Syracuse, where he was an assistant for a couple years. Then Boston University, so started making his hayway in a smaller city, and then he got the big call up to New York, where he was a Knicks assistant in New York City. He then got the head coaching job at Providence, which that's where
took
I
took him to the Final Four.
That's where I pick up the Rick Pitino story in my memory. I remember like him being spoken of as the Providence coach when he was coaching the Knicks, which was my childhood teams from 87 to 89. He then goes to Kentucky.
No, he goes back to the Knicks as a head coach.
That's what I see. Yeah. Sorry. Knicks is the head coach, which was that wasn't positive. Then Kentucky for 8 years, then back to the NBA with the Celtics. Interesting.
Where you had one of the best press conferences ever after Antoine Walker was like 4 of 32. And he's like, folks, I got to tell you, Larry Bird's not walking through that door. Kevin McHale's not walking through that door. Robert Parrish ain't walking through that door. Anyway, we got
to.
So
again, he goes south, you know, comes back to the Northeast, and then he gets the job that most people listening to this program would remember him at, which is Louisville. He was then, I don't know. I mean, Colby, you want to sum up how why he got fired in 2 seconds?
Well, I mean, look, he got people. He did what every good college basketball coach did in that time.
All right. So, which, by the way, I didn't remember this, but he coached the Puerto Rican national team for a year in 2015. Yeah. He then does what any good Italian American might do from the Northeast. He goes to Greece because it's beautiful over there. Yeah. Takes some vacation, coaches over
wins
there,
a championship.
Wins a championship, coaches the national team. I mean, again, rises immediately up to power. And then he comes back to New York, coaches at Iona, dominates. We all knew this was coming. This was the worst kept secret in all of college basketball. Mm-hmm. But now, between this and our boy Ed Cooley moving south, the Big East, because you know a good coach is going to show up to Providence now. The Big East is just phenomenal. We need a movie.
The only problem is Providence. I think this was announced. They went and got Kim English. I don't know that one's going to work.
Oh no.
Cousin Mush in the chat. He's a big backer of the Providence program.
I would be sad too. Ed Cooley's the man. But growing up a Georgetown fan, I'm stoked for Georgetown to be good again.
As an Ed Cooley fan, again, it's just going to be sweet to see him in New York City. I mean, we get Ed Cooley in Madison Square Garden. What more do you want?
What do you mean?
Rick Pitino.
Ed Cooley's going to be playing in D.C.
Yeah.
But for the tournament, just like when he was Providence coach. Sorry, Sean. He tried to dive too deep without his oxygen.
Also, Mike Bray.
Georgetown. I'm thinking of the Big East tournament. That's what I understand.
Mike Bray to South Florida.
So by the way, what Notre Dame they're gonna suck now.
Yep.
They made it sound like they were putting down Mike Bray, and then all of a sudden he pops up.
No, he said he still wants to coach. Yeah. Now he's going down to Florida.
How many of his players transfer to South Florida?
Oh, I bet a solid amount, I would imagine.
You think he's able to steal some from Notre Dame?
I do think so.
That's
Cash Juno pointing out that he ate at a nice diner across from MSG back in 2009 before the big Duke UConn game. Just saying. Hey, perfect time to talk about Sword Vitality. That's right. Maybe you're heading to a diner for a little late night excursion, or maybe you just need a little lead in your pencil. That's what my dad always called it. He's like, oysters, they get a little lead in your pencil. Again, if your pencil's out of lead, nothing to be ashamed of. 40% of men are affected by impotence at age 40. Nearly 70% of men are affected in some way by the age of 70. And those are just the people that are filling out that survey. There's probably more. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Again, unsheath your sword. Unsheath your sword. Again, if you aren't experiencing erections in the morning, you're missing out. To me, best part of waking up, get a nice strong erection, nice strong cup of coffee, and you can thank Sword Vitality. It increases blood flow in ways that help you thrive as a man in the bedroom. Sword Vitality can help increase your stamina. You don't have to hide it. You can be proud of it. Head over to swordvitality.com. Use promo code SGPN for a nice discount at checkout. Swordvitality.com, promo code SGPN.
What was that percentage at age 40?
Yes.
What was the percentage at age 40, Sean?
What is the 40%?
40%. Okay, so there's three of us here. 33%. That's pretty close to 40%.
Mm. Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mafia will reunite in the YouTube chat saying, get these clowns off. We only want Dundee. Oh, wow. How dare you, sir? First off, I mean, if you want to look at records, maybe you want old Sean stacking the money green.
Stole my bracket.
Wait.
I'm not going to throw Pick Dundee into the deep end, but there's someone that was bringing back some pearls the old boat.
Maybe we can get some sort of throne and put it right here, right in the front, and Colby can sit there so his chat can be happy.
Well, you know, I warned you guys about the chat. I warned you they're a rowdy bunch.
It sounds right? like you've been riling them up.
No. I've just been hammering Vegas, actually. They did enjoy that. I did get several DMs though about our episode on Friday night.
Shout out to Rob Donaldson saying Talkify and Sword Vitality has saved his life.
Hijacking your pleasure centers.
Well, that's good, Rob. Good to see. Follow Rob on Twitter. It's a bunch of good college basketball stuff and content.
I would think too, like the way the world is now, like in activity in real life is always so strange. I would imagine like college kids probably do a thing where they all take Sword Vitality and they watch sports and they see who can last the longest. It's like
we were out in Vegas for again watching 16 games back to back.
I was rock hard the whole time.
I know you need some stamina.
Here.
The blood was flowing. Kramer, let's get to the picks.
All right. Well, real quick. So the main commandment that we should update ourselves on is like the contender list. When we started the tourney, it was UConn, Houston, Texas, and Alabama. It's now Houston, Alabama, UCLA is now essentially in. They're 21st in offense. So
diluting the numbers here.
UConn, Texas, and Creighton is like fringe. No one else really is close to making it. So it's expanded a little bit. For what it's worth, because we pointed that out to be in the beginning. By the way, Creighton is one of those teams. We pointed that out how it will be a sliding scale if the team continues to have success. The fade list has gotten much shorter. Miami.
Those are the unbalanced teams.
This is like elite offense, horrible. This is specifically elite offense, horrible defense. It's Miami. Now, really? Princeton doesn't qualify because they're like 100 in offense and 96 in defense. So they're just not near it either. But Miami being 11th in offense, and obviously the guard play has been the difference so far for them, but still not having a great defense. Although I would say they've been playing pretty well in the tourney. They would pop as the fade team. But yeah, so that you have a number of teams there I didn't list that are probably, you know, somewhere in limbo and will need some variance to get the job done. Well, a couple of those teams, Michigan State, the 7th seed, and Kansas State, the 3 seed. Speaking of the Garden, we're heading to the Garden. 4:30 p.m. on the West Coast on Thursday. Michigan State laying 2 here. No surprise. -130 on the money line. Kansas State +110. 137.5 is the total. This number reflects, I believe this number is giving love to the idea that Michigan State has played big games in big arenas. These are like, I could see you saying these are even teams. I'm surprised, honestly, to see this at minus.
Well,
Kansas State is a good team.
It opened up as K-State the favorite. And it's gotten bet the other way.
And I assume KenPom likes.
KenPom has Kansas State as a 1-point favorite. I mean, what you're looking at variance wise is Michigan State, the 3-ball, and they're 6th in the nation at shooting the 3. I do think.
But Kansas State defends the 3-ball.
They defend it well. Jerome Tang has had a great year coaching this team. He's
great
a Big
name.
12 coach of the year. Love me some Tang. And they've been dominant ATS all year. 23-11 ATS. They got a good team. I mean, you're just going up against like this Izzo team, which seems to fit the mold of teams that he can go and take and put on a run. He's had 16 tournament wins when he is the worst seed in the matchup. He's also taken a 5 seed or worse to the Sweet 16 6 times. Like, it seems Michigan State is one of those teams when they have the big names, when they have the 5 stars starting at every spot. Like, that's almost when you want to fade them going on a crazy run. But this team that doesn't maybe have some of the bigger names that they've had in previous years, you know, coming in as what are they, a 7 seed. This is the team you want to run and ride. I mean, I understand taking Kansas State. They've been red hot.
Red hot in a great conference. Did lose their last 2 regular season. Conference tournament game and regular season game.
Where are you at, Colby?
This is one of the ones I feel like filling out the bracket that I had accurate, that I had a really hard time
K-State
picking who was going to win this one. I do think, give me points. I'll go K-State. I think they, because Keontae Johnson has yet to have a really good game in the tournament. He's due. Is super intrigued by the guard battle here. Like, what makes this Michigan State team better, in my opinion, than previous years is their guards are actually really good this year. That's why I liked them to go far. But, you know, Marquise Noel is a fucking beast, as John Calipari just found out. Also, Desi Sills, the former Arkansas Razorback, he's been a key guard on this team.
No, the makeup's exactly what you want.
Well, and Tyson Walker, I don't know if you saw the story, but he like balled out, and then he came home from getting the team, putting the team, you know, having great games there to get them to the Sweet 16, and they had towed his car. So I don't know whoever's running the Michigan State parking. Like, what are you guys doing? Let Tyson go.
I think Kansas State's just like they check so many of the March boxes.
This is a game though. Man. This is going to come down to the fucking final minute.
Yeah, man. Which is why I don't think you should. I don't think.
And Noel obviously is a tough out here for Kansas State. I'm going Michigan State just because I'm a Tom Izzo truther.
Really,
I have
all this long rest. You like him on short rest.
I do like him on short rest, but I also in Colby's bracket that I stole from him, I do have Michigan State making it to the Final Four. So I don't know why I would get off the train now. Give me Sparty here laying two. It does feel like this game could come down to like the last couple of minutes, and I'm surprised Michigan State's favored by two. Like, it opened at one and a half, and them as a dog. I loved it then. I still like it at two because I think they're going to win the game, but I could see the spread mattering in this game.
I like Cash Juno pointing out that cousin of Wu-Tang, Jerome Tang.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be high on our list of favorite coaches. Do you guys see him at the K-State football games? He's like in the front row, like, you know,
he could be the new
beers going crazy. The new Ed like, yeah.
I mean, Musselman ripping his shirt off is always going to be pretty awesome.
Dave Marino in the YouTube chat saying Tang Gang. I like that. I like that. If I was picking K-State, I'd be rocking the Tang Gang.
That sounds like some shit you and your buddies would make up in high school.
It sounds like Leonardo DiCaprio and his buddies when they're going out. We're getting the old Tang Gang back together.
Can I buy a Tang for the office?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're gonna do that.
Well, we had a guy next to us, an older gentleman who was just getting. He had two scoops of Tang, sitting next to us watching the games.
Really?
Yeah, and then he had some golf Tang.
That almost needs to be a drop. I get your joke.
I mean, Tang the drink is that drink that makes you just like. Because it rips at the back of your jaw. Arkansas, the 8 seed. It looks like I did not update the time here, but I think this one starts at 4:50 maybe. Arkansas, the 8 seed. UConn, the 4 seed. We're heading to Vegas, Nevada. I like that Vegas is hosting games. Dangerous
it
climate.
Is fun.
Dangerous climate to bring these college kids. And as someone who has recently done youth sports in Vegas. Even when you're trying to avoid it, you still can't avoid it. Hopefully they're staying off the strip somewhere without a casino. Arkansas here catching 3.5 points, plus 150 on the money line. UConn minus 175, 139.5 is the total. Colby, I can hear Colby in my ear. Musselman just makes the Sweet 16. That was your handicap last round.
Well, I thought
never have a plan. It's fucking chaotic.
But also their numbers weren't accurate.
The athletes
had guys injured all year. So even if you look up the analytics, you're like, well, a bunch of these guys barely played.
And Kansas like completely ruined the idea that Bill Self was the problem by falling on their face without him. So I love this Arkansas team. I hated that I wasn't on them. Meanwhile, UConn looked really good. And I think we kind of nailed it in the pre-tourney talk. UConn kind of, in some ways, like people were definitely riding them to go far, but people are also getting cute with finding ways to say, oh, they could have trouble with this team. They haven't had trouble with any teams yet.
I mean, they also got Iona and St. Mary's. That helps. But yes, UConn has looked.
But these
fantastic.
Were teams I heard people, including myself, say before the tournament that they could give them trouble.
Well, and
not so much Iona, but we did discuss the idea that St. Mary's potentially could give them trouble.
I didn't think so.
No.
Yeah, I thought that was a bad matchup.
In the end, I picked UConn, but we were just, you know, saying
Arkansas. They face 7 top 15 adjusted defensive teams this season. They're 2-5 straight up. UConn, 14th in adjusted defense. Like, it does seem like this Arkansas team is going to struggle against elite defenses. You also throw in the fact there's a massive, massive free throw discrepancy here. Connecticut 75.8, Arkansas down to 69.6.
Oh no, that's your favorite trend.
It is, and Connecticut second in the nation in offensive rebounding percentage. Like this, I didn't have UConn going this far, and I'm kind of regretting it because they do seem like they're going to be a really tough matchup.
There's also a massive, massive, massive coaching advantage by the Arkansas Razorbacks, which is why I am all over Arkansas here.
Really?
UConn hasn't played anyone with athletes. They haven't played a team with athletes. This is the team with athletes.
This is the team that's going to give them trouble that we were talking about.
Yes.
I kind of like this angle.
Dude, I love it.
Talk me more into it, Colby.
Well, Arkansas is going to have the crowd.
Look, dude, St. Mary's has a bunch of white guys, half of them from New Zealand. But I mean, they just don't have the athleticism against UConn.
Yeah.
But can they score?
Can Arkansas score?
On UConn.
I mean, they scored on Kansas.
I'm discarding all Kansas.
Kansas is better than UConn.
I don't know if the Kansas that I watched over the weekend was.
Look, and the thing is,
UConn did lose to Xavier twice. I'm trying to think of some tougher teams.
What? I'm with I love Musselman. Let's go.
They did. UConn did beat Alabama though.
Let's go.
They lost to Marquette. You know what I mean? Like they've lost to they lost to Creighton.
Let's go,
dude. It is Seton Hall. They lost to Musselman has a huge advantage here. All right. Now I get it. UConn's got a team that with that roster, sure they could. That
fade
roster
early.
Could win
no,
the national championship,
but
it's also
early.
Yeah, exactly. This is their first actual test to me.
The numbers tell me UConn, but the fade Hurley and the must bus and just the athletes, I think you got to go with Arkansas.
And maybe this is someone from your chat, Colby, so you can explain the joke. But is Vanden Bosch Jones a joke or is that a real name?
No, that's our guy.
Okay, awesome name. I mean, that's just like a four letter acronym just for the last name. I would imagine he had a difficult upbringing. So I guess we've all Benedict over to
no.
Colby was always on Arkansas.
Yeah, no, I had UConn winning in the first two rounds of the bracket too.
Oh wow!
I thought this would be their first.
No, wait, what version of your bracket?
All of them.
Okay.
All of them. I'm right on this one. You know what I mean? Like,
look at how angry he is.
VCU couldn't have beat UConn either, and I thought VCU could get past St. Mary's, but I just thought UConn, no matter what, they got a nice side of the bracket with those first two rounds. But I think Arkansas. I just think Musselman wills his teams. You know what I mean? And the analytics are all off because Arkansas has had a slew of fucking injuries, so. I don't think they represent really what the Razorbacks are.
I see how easy it is for a coach to get fat. I look around the coaching ranks and the way Musselman's keeping that program and keeping that body, he's working.
Hey, before we get to the second half of the game, shout out to Talkify. You know Talkify. You love Talkify. Why? Because Talkify does the heavy lifting when it comes to your first date. Like imagine if you could get a scouting profile on a girl you're about to go out with. Maybe there's like, they're essentially Talkify, the KenPom of dating and especially first dates, because they do all the heavy lifting. They do the research. They do background checks, video interviews, asking the tough questions that are too awkward to ask on a first date. They have you covered. So look out, KenPom. Talkify is here to stay. And Talkify hitting at a great, I mean, you know, Talkify doesn't like to tout, but I'll tout for Talkify. 80% of their clients met their person within the first 12 matches. That is, I mean, imagine if we were hitting our locks at 80%. Some are close.
I want to know more about this background checks. Maybe they'd say, hey, look, I know she's smoking hot, Colby, but, you know, she's
Well, yeah,
she's
maybe
40 grand in debt.
She's a rim protector with great length.
She did a couple nights stay for soliciting. Okay, yeah, she sounds like my gal. Hey, whatever it is, they ask all those questions. They do the heavy lifting for you. And if you use the promo code SGPN, you get 20% off when you become a client. Talkify.com/SGPN. TAWKIFY.com/SGPN for 20% off when you become a client.
Oh, wow. Look at this. More rage in the chat.
Is that Noah's burner?
I mean, does if you're gonna type with capitals and lowercase, is there like an automatic filter that does that, or are you all hitting shift and releasing shift, hitting shift and releasing shift? I would be interested because that's an impressive ability. It's almost like a drummer thing, right? You can hit the cymbal and the bass drum at the same time. All right,
they're talking about the chat. If you guys have no idea what they're talking about,
oh yeah, oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Look at Sean coming in over here.
No, if you're talking about something that's on the screen, you have to let them know what's going on.
Mm. Yeah. Like when Colby and I are talking about something and you crowbar in with something completely unrelated. Similar, but different. Maybe confusing. Let's head over to Friday where we have the 9 seed Florida Atlantic, the 4 seed Tennessee. How has Rick Barnes done it? He's in the Sweet 16. Feels like we have some easy fade coaches here. Laying 5.5, -245 on the money line. The Owls +205. 130.5 is the total. MSG. Who has the advantage in MSG? Tennessee. A lot of Vols fans coming up north in the Mason Dixon.
This is an interesting quote from the FAU coach Dusty May. We're gonna study Australian rugby rules and get ready for the Vols. Doesn't that almost give them credit? Like they're already in your head that this game is going to be physical. That stood out to me as not great. Also, Tennessee, not great in the Sweet 16, 1-7. He just has one other or Volunteers in general. Rick Barnes, one other Sweet 16 appearance with the team, lost to Purdue in 2019.
I'm wondering if we're wrong about Rick Barnes.
I think he's going for the Seth Greenberg angle where he called the Duke Tennessee game the worst refereed game he's ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were certainly letting him play. I mean, this FAU team has, they've looked great all year. I think, you know, they've won a ton of games, and I guess what you would combat is they were struggling with that FDU team. They kind of struggled to put them away. And
they didn't cover.
They didn't cover. Did they cover or no?
No. Okay. The spread ended up being
It was like 15.5. It was something crazy. Tennessee's defense, number one in adjusted defense. I don't know if FAU has the offense to battle with this Tennessee defense. And I think there's a physicality and there's an athlete thing here with Tennessee.
I mean, it's unfortunate, but it does feel like it's hard to take Florida Atlantic.
I'm on FAU. Right. I think they're the better team and they've been the better team all year.
See,
I think
Tennessee, it's just Rick Barnes.
I think he caught an inexperienced Duke team that didn't know how to play.
Yeah. That's what Jay told us about his Dukies.
Did you see that tweet they put out, Duke? It was like 19-1 when fully healthy or something like that. ACC champs. It's
what
like,
does
guys,
that even
come
mean?
On, you can't like, celebrate yeah. after a win like that. And don't put out these when healthy records. If you want to say, hey, tough ending, but we won the ACC championship.
That's
okay, fine.
Modern sports is asterisks, right? And we're going to have asterisks for health.
But FAU is also a top 20 defense, guys. And the Conference USA was way up. I even think they've had experience facing defensive minded teams in Tennessee's, you know, vein like North
All
Texas.
Right, fuck it.
So I'm on the Owls to get it done. Moneyline play.
They're a fun team, but I mean, to Hoops Peterson's point, the FDU is a bunch of Division II ballers.
Yeah, but D2, there's not a big gap between D2 All and right. mid-major.
Look, I was always looking I was hoping you were going to talk me into fading Hurley and Barnes. That could be a fun parlay.
Oh, I like that.
Fade the frauds. And I think I said, I might've accidentally said this on Friday. This is still Thursday. All right. So 6:45, we're heading back west.
I'm on Tennessee -5.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Rick Barnes.
Yes.
Okay.
This is the time to ride Rick.
So, okay. good luck with that.
Thank you.
That's going to be in it. Michigan State, Tennessee is a nice. That's what the conspiracy theorists would want. All right, and then
Michigan State beats Tennessee to go to the Final Four.
And then your bracket would be one of one or one of four, correct?
Yes.
Gonzaga. See, this is the game I was telling you I wanted to see before everything got started in Vegas. Gonzaga, UCLA, the 3-2 matchup. Excellent matchup here. -2 for UCLA, -135 on the money line, +115 for Gonzaga. 145.5 is the total. A simple play right here. Gonzaga has, they've won their games. They have not impressed me. They were already in the first round. Second round did not impress me. UCLA is going to fuck them up.
Love UCLA here. And this is a cool game too. 17th anniversary of the 73-71 Bruins win with Adam Morrison crying on the court.
By the way, he's getting paid in that commercial.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, what are you up to, Greg Oden and Adam Morrison? You want to hang out on the beach and record a commercial? Steven Adams somehow got in there.
Are we at all worried about the injuries? Because I agree, I like UCLA, but damn, if this team, how healthy is Bona? How healthy is, I mean, David Singleton's got that ankle injury. Jalen Clark obviously out for the game. I do worry about that. I'll take the Bruins, but I don't UCLA, feel nearly as confident as you do. I feel like with the way you said that.
More people, like this is one of those weird LA things. More people are willing to go from UCLA to Vegas to watch their team than they are to the Rose Bowl.
So it's easier to get to probably.
I think they're going to have a,
it really is. You fly from LAX. Yeah, it's only an hour.
Yeah. I mean, if you're coming from the West side, it's probably easier to get to, easier to get to Vegas. This UCLA team, like, again, they check all the boxes. I had them winning the tournament. I'm not going to jump off them now. Even with the injuries, they seem to figure out ways to get it done. Yeah, love their coaching too.
This game is fantastic. Let's be honest.
It should be a good game. Yeah. And Singleton is going to try and play. I mean, Jaime Jaquez, the Camarillo legend, he's putting the team on his back. And you got Tiger Campbell. Like they've won these games. Like they have.
He's got to go against the Meth King, Drew Timmy.
I'm out on Timmy. I'm over Timmy. It's been too long. Too much Timmy.
He gets away with that hook. Watch out.
Well, and if they call that or not, could have a big difference on the game.
Definitely.
Stetson Bennett, Van Wilder, Drew Timmy. 2 years is too many. I don't need to see this guy anymore. It's like, go away already. Is this his last year? Probably not.
What did he do to you, buddy?
He's got more time, right? It's the facial hair. It's just the whole persona. It's getting annoying. It's like the guy that shows up to your gym and just tries way too fucking hard.
The guy who's always grunting.
It's like, dude, relax with your fucking headband. Like, I get it. You sweat. You're a man. Like, you're gonna go lift weights after this too, aren't you? All right.
UCLA 14-1 since January. Their only loss was that Pac-12 championship game. Against Arizona, like they just have that experience core, and I know Timmy also has a bunch of experience, but I also like the coaching.
If they were
UCLA.
Both healthy, I would love UCLA. I think this is going to be a game because I don't know how healthy UCLA is. Multiple guys that are dinged up. You know what I mean?
We need a Colby that like needs a doctor character. For these medical reports.
Yes. Look, and they're UCLA. They're used to the Westwood. You know what I mean? You stub your toe, you're out for the season, right?
Yeah, I think Gonzaga is going to choke. A coaching edge to UCLA. Is that hot? Yeah, but I'm out on Drew Timmy.
I don't know. Yeah.
Gun to your head, you'd rather Mark Few?
Well, we've never seen Cronin get to a national championship.
Big game.
First time for anything.
All right.
Yeah. Or everything.
Oh, only took one favorite, Sean. What's going on? Mixing it up.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, me. You took almost all favorites.
I took three favorites, like one dog.
Fucking LeBron James walking over to the scorer's table there.
Ryan, I've just been giving out winners, so that's kind of the goal. Dogs or favorites, just got to sniff out that winner.
Okay.
Time for our lock and dog, brought to you by SwordVitality.com. Unsheath your sword, promo code SGPN.
Lock, Remember. Muscleman, dog. Whoo!
Oh wow!
Fade Rick Barnes, which again, by the way, let's hope these kids. I didn't even include it in my handicap, but these kids are coming from humid climates. We got to make sure they stay hydrated with the humid. They're all dealing with it. And I trust this Florida Atlantic UConn? Program. What?
You're just talking about humid climates.
UConn's humid. Arkansas's humid. Come on.
I don't know about Connecticut, but
I'm just worried. Make sure Musselman is look at the way. Look at that fitness. He knows there's going to be humidifiers in the room.
He used to live in Vegas. Not Vegas, Nevada. Nevada.
Yeah, okay. That's why he knows. Yeah. And what he should probably be telling his team is hit the Walgreens and buy the cheap humidifier because they might try to rip your ass off. Renting you one.
Dave Marino pointing out LeSean James. Oh. With all this chalk. All right. For me, going UCLA -2 for the lock.
LeSean.
For my dog.
He played running back for the Eagles.
Suey. Woo pig, Arkansas on the money line. Get it done. Colby?
Like it, buddy. You gotta just stay chalk here with
really?
With the coaches. Arkansas +3.5. Is the lock. Florida Atlantic on the money line is the play.
Nice job, Colby. We're just skipping down the road together.
Got to do it. There's CBI too. We could talk a little CBI, NIT, all that good stuff. You know,
I've heard it's been a riveting CBI.
Daytona Beach, baby. When are you guys gonna send me out there to cover the CBI?
Well, feels like you have more important things to do.
I don't know, Colby. I don't know if you can handle more travel.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Tampa Bay was recharging for a long time.
You didn't want to. Yeah, come on.
That's Colby. A Vegas thing.
Don't pull
back. Get me out in that beautiful day. Actually, Daytona Beach. Yeah, have you ever been to Daytona Beach?
You don't think Daytona Beach is going to wear you out?
Oof, Daytona Beach, man. I went there.
Dirty secret. Colby hates watching college basketball.
That was a funny moment. As for someone who was like sitting there, I think it was on Friday. There were two separate times where Colby or Ryan was gone and I was there. And then Kramer said to someone, the dirty little secret is Colby doesn't watch these games. And then Kramer's gone. And then Colby goes, see, Kramer, the guy doesn't even watch the game.
Snark.
They were both calling each other for not watching the game.
What are you talking about?
And I was there watching the game
Sean, your body might have been there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were there.
I got offered a free breakfast on the 11th floor of some fucking place. Oh, wow. All right. And
that's how crime.
They had the games on there. So I was missing the games.
You know what I had for breakfast? The shittiest piece of shit room service pizza. That was fucking a pile of shit. Yeah. And then I had like six drinks.
You should have gone to the bougie floor with the male prostitute. I mean, sorry, Colby.
Sword Vitality. Hey, thank you guys as always. Make sure you smash that subscribe button. Toss us some likes, ratings, reviews. Always appreciate that.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, second the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Sean, how does it feel to be a bookend?
Kramer, let it ride.